This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Drought, soaring temperatures, shriveled crops. It's been a hot summer. It's so hot and dry, climatologists say that the southern U.S. is going through an exceptional drought. Parts of Oklahoma have seen little rain since last October, plus a string of 100-degree days. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports on how these conditions are putting pressure on that state's water needs.
About 1.2 million people live in the Oklahoma City metropolitan area, and they're all putting a drain on the city's water supplies. At the Lake Hefner Water Treatment Plant, manager Doug Holmes says the triple-digit temperatures have pushed demand for water to peak levels.
It's not necessarily been much more of a call for water. It's just been more water over a longer, extended period of time. Normally we're flowing at our maximum capacity for a couple of weeks. This time, it's been about a month and a half, so this time of year.
And that's caused other problems. In the last 6 weeks, the city's water utility has fixed 1,400 water main breaks and leaks. The high temperature dries the soil and shrinks it away from the buried pipes. Increased water usage also raises pressure inside the lines and makes the decades-old pipes susceptible to burst. OKC Water spokeswoman Debbie Reagan says some customers are even seeing a big decrease in water pressure.
While some people are watering their yards, there may be fellow citizens at the edges of the city that don't have enough water pressure to even take a bath.
Across the state, the lack of water has even cut into tourism. Low water levels in northeast Oklahoma's Grand Lake resulted in a spike of toxic levels of blue-green algae. Governor Mary Fallon says this hit just as visitors were coming in for the 4th of July.
It took a toll on businesses and tourism at the lake itself. Some of the businesses I talked to at Grand Lake told me they saw a 50% drop in the number of people who were coming into their businesses.
At least 16 people have died from the heat. The tinder dry conditions have also sparked wildfires across the state, which have destroyed more than 150 structures and burned more than 250,000 acres. Climatologists say the drought in Oklahoma might not come to an end until fall, or maybe later. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.